Commentator Tom Reed is a small businessman based in Texas. He believes there's an economic divide in America that's largely gone unnoticed by both political parties.
It's no longer about whether the country should be more liberal or conservative. It's not whether business or labor has the upper hand, an issue that has dominated our politics since the days of Grover Cleveland. The fault line in today's politics is what I call the struggle between small capital and big capital. People used to complain about being squeezed by big government. Now they're getting squeezed by big business. I first noticed this split working in my family's car dealership in my hometown of Eagle Lake, Texas, population 3,500. My dealer association was fighting the big three automakers, which were making an aggressive drive to sell directly to the public through the internet and factory-owned stores. Then my independent insurance agent, along with his professional association, threatened a Texas boycott of one of the biggest insurance companies in the country. The company, like other insurance companies, was slashing commissions to independent agents in half. Clearly, it was a strategy to eliminate these agents as business partners altogether. Doctors who belong to the American Medical Association, including my own physician, voted to unionize in the face of economic pressures from the big insurance companies. Ditto my travel agent, my pharmacist, and my service station owner. They were all getting rocked by the airlines, drug companies, and oil companies who are now competing against and beating their erstwhile business partners. Their livelihoods face a bigger threat from big capital than big government ever posed. Under the old thinking of capital versus labor, Republicans are reflexively on one side with business, and Democrats see themselves on the other with labor and working Americans. It's a debate that has very little relevance in today's economy. The American public has largely moved on. The fight between big capital and small capital is won. Big capital is winning. The Republicans missed the boat when they emphasized corporate tax breaks. Democrats have an opening. Democrats can stand up again for the little guy, in today's case, small capital, and push for tax relief for employees and small businesses. That would help Democrats make inroads among political independents and Republicans, like my doctor and insurance agent. But both parties had better get with it. The economic health of 60% of the workforce and their employers are depending on it.
The comments of Tom Reed, a small businessman from Texas. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.